Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Daily to Daily, everyone. Welcome back to your daily program. We're outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry here at Cairns Showground for 2025. 120 years the show been operating, and by my Bipper Media, we've been here 5 years, something like that. 5 years, checking with the crew here. Give me a nod of the head there. Fantastic. National Talk Black. We are here on Gimoy, Wallabara, Yidindi country. Acknowledge the traditional lands of land we broadcast from. And a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, and acknowledge the traditional lands of the Big Island across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, we're going to jump straight in and talk to beautiful ladies who come to have a yarn. We got the head of campus, Cape York Girl Academy. We've got Chanel Gohia. And also she brought a bodyguard, fine-looking bodyguard, Luella Miller, who's grade 12 from Jerrigan. Ladies, good morning. How are yous?
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. And we'll start with you, my sister. Who's your mob? Where are you from? Young Luella.
I'm a Miller. I'm from Yarraba.
Miller from Yarraba. Represent,
and,
yes?
Yeah, also Cairns, Singleton.
Okay, Cairns, yeah, England. You're a Kanji connection?
Yeah, you're a Kanji from Cairns to the Port Douglas.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, good one, sister. Welcome. And you're grade 12?
Yeah.
At Jerrigan College?
Yeah.
What's the plan for next year?
Planning to try and get into university.
University? To study?
Nursing.
Nursing.
Yeah.
Oh, we need more nurses.
Yeah.
Good on you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how many years have you been at Jerrigan?
I'd say about 6 years.
6 years? So yeah. You were grade 7, grade 8?
No, I started from grade 6.
Grade 6?
Oh. Oh, probably.
I didn't realise that Jerrigan does primary as well as high school.
Yeah, it does prep 12.
Is
yeah.
That right? Well, thank you for educating me, Luella, to Dudley. And I want to give a big shout out to your beautiful uncle, Uncle Darren Miller, Miller Magic.
Yeah.
He too, Dudley, that brother. We played football together.
Yeah.
And, yeah, in school as well, and he still owes me tuck shop money. Listen, Darren Miller, brother, I know where you live, cuz. Big shout out. Let's go over to Chanel Gohia. Chanel, head of campus, Cape York Girl Academy. So tell us about Cape York Girl Academy.
Cape York Girl Academy is a little bit different to our Jerrigan campus.
Okay.
Cape York Girl Academy is year 7 to year 12, and we're a 24/7 residential campus, so everyone lives and learns together.
Okay, I love that. And where are you situated? Not Gordonville?
No, we're on the north side, up near Wongeti, beautiful piece of land. We've got beach directly across the road and bush to the back of us.
Beautiful. So that campus there, Wongeti, houses girls only, Cape York Girl Academy, and grade 7 to 12, you're saying?
Yep, grade 7 to year 12, and girls only.
And all residential, they live on site, so like a boarding school?
Boarding school, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. How long have you been head of campus Cape York Girl Academy?
This is my second year up at Cape York Girl Academy, but prior to that, I was out at Jerrigan for 7 years.
Okay, so keep it within the firm. Move from Gordonville to Wongeti.
I did. Okay. I went on secondment for 6 months with Cape York Partnership, and I was the general manager of Cape Operations for Auntie Audrey while she was on secondment.
Yes.
And got to live and work and play up in the Cape communities. It was fantastic. And then came back and assumed the role of
head of campus Cape York Girl Academy. Fantastic. Where do you stem from, Chanel?
I'm from Cairns.
You're from Cairns. Okay. And tell us more about the Cape York Girl Academy, how it first started, and when did it start?
Oh, I think it's been through a few different names. So
okay.
It was Wongeti Tech College for a little while, and then it kind of went over to Cape York Partnership for a while. And on the back of the elders in the Cape created this concept that young mums and their babies could remain in education. And
so we're talking about young girls who are pregnant and haven't finished school, and here's an opportunity for them to finish school while being pregnant.
No, not finish school. So pregnant and falling out of the school system because of their pregnancy. So able to come and stay connected to education, engaged in education with their bubs in residence, and create pathways for themselves in a really meaningful way.
So what we're saying, if you're pregnant, it's not the end of the world.
No, absolutely not.
You can still become
not.
A beautiful mother, get educated.
You can.
We are students for life. And continue on with the pathway and the vision to have a good life and be a good mother.
Absolutely, good. Absolutely. The and then it's kind of morphed into more than that now. The campus, it's become a place where young women can connect back into their education or continue their education in a smaller campus model.
Yes.
They may not fit into a mainstream schooling model with large numbers.
Sure, yep, sure.
So creating really unique, different pathways that meet student needs, not education needs.
Okay. So maybe you can answer the question. So public school, private schools, if a young lady happens to fall pregnant, they are then removed from school.
Not necessarily. Based on the schooling model, it depends on the school and their own policies.
Okay, rightio.
But what the elders in the Cape found were that kids were disconnecting from education, young women were disconnecting from education because they were falling pregnant and having children.
Okay, I hear you. So there's a gap that we're closing.
There's a gap that we're closing.
Lovely, beautiful, fantastic. So how many staff would you have on board and how many students do you have on board at the Cape York Girl Academy?
So we have 25 students at the moment.
Okay.
So it's a very, very small campus.
Yeah.
So 25 students and about 9 staff.
Okay. Rodeo.
Yeah. All across staff? A 24/7 model.
Okay. Thank you. And the staff all female?
No. We have one sole ranger.
One sole ranger. What's that brother name?
Mr. Mark.
Big shout out. Mr. Mark. Represent, brother. Represent. But helping, looking after our beautiful ladies at Wangiti.
Absolutely.
So the curriculum is still the same and regarding the studies?
Yep, still the same. So year 7 to 9.
Yep.
Standardised Australian curriculum.
Yep.
Differentiated to meet the students' needs.
And then 9 to 12?
10 to 12.
10 to 12,
10
okay.
to 12 is senior.
Yep,
senior.
Okay, senior.
So they have the opportunity to go specialised pathway.
Okay.
Or the vocational education pathway.
Right, yeah. And they come out of grade 12, for example, graduating with a high school certificate, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. We've Good. Got certificate 2 and 3 in hospitality.
Okay.
Certificate 2 and 3 in community services. So 3 in right. health.
Yes.
And a range of different things.
Beautiful. Too deadly. All you might be just tuned in. Trinity Trev here, National Talk Black, coming to you live from the Cairns Showground for 2025. 120 years Cairns Show been operating and doing the outdoor broadcast here with BBM 98.7 FM. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I'm having a deadly yarn with Chanel Gohia, head of campus, at Cape York Girl Academy. And also, that's all under the umbrella of Jarrigan. And we also have a grade 12 student with us, Luella Miller, from Yarraba. And she's finishing school this year, grade 12, and talking about going to university next year to become a nurse.
Yeah.
Yes, my sister, too deadly. That's the vision. To study that, nursing, would that be JCU here in Cairns?
My auntie also set something up for me in Ipswich, the university in Ipswich.
So would you go south, that far south?
Yeah.
My sister, good on
you.
You know that's cold country.
Yeah, it's
cold.
Freezing.
You better take beanie and rug up, my sister.
Yeah, got to take heaps.
Warm, and your long socks and everything.
Yeah.
Chanel, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations to Cape York Girl Academy. Is that run by a board of directors?
Yes, we have a board of directors under Jarrigan College.
Okay, all under Jarrigan College. And who heads up Jarrigan College? Who's the headmaster?
We have an executive principal, Mr. Michael Barton.
Okay, Rodeo, thank you. So he leads that up, and that's from prep right through grade 12, and that's going towards Gordonvale.
Yeah, out of Gordonvale, and prep to year 12, and we offer day school options and residential option.
Oh, so okay, as in boarding school, part
boarding school
all,
as well, yeah.
But otherwise,
normal school,
day visits.
Yeah,
ladies, thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations! Big shout out to your team. Big shout out to all your students there at Jarrigan. Thank you, Luella, and keep smiling. All the best for your future. Please keep in touch, and when you become a nurse, let us know what you're doing, and we'll promote your success. because it just paves the way for other brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Okay, girls, keep smiling. Thank you. Have a great day and happy show day.
Thanks, Trevor. Thank
you. All right, too deadly. There is a beautiful yarn with the girls from Wangetti and the Cape York Girl Academy and also from Jarrigan. Beautiful yarn. Chanel Gohia, head of campus, Cape York Girl Academy, and Luella Miller, grade 12. At Jarrigan. Look fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev, Murray from McCurry, doing a live outdoor broadcast with the BBM crew at the Cairns Show. And it is 2025, and 120 years of Cairns Show have been operating. So, look, if you're in the, at the show, please drop in, say hello, come and have a yarn, and talk to the BBM crew, or catch me on National Talk Black. Too deadly. Bye, girls.
Stones when my journey is no more. It's obligation to teach a little bummer with it. The other
Australia their home. That's why we must stand strong. Who's gonna catch my boomerang once it takes flight in the sky? Who's gonna keep that old spirit of our culture burning stronger alive? Defeat the prince that our own people have left for us before. It is our sovereign right to protect the next generation. That's why we must stand strong. We need to wake up and see that the chains are slowly breaking free. We need to recognize and reconstitute so there'll be brighter days. But who's going to? But who's going to? Protect the land when resources are running thin, when there's nothing. Who's gonna fight for equal rights, for a true reconciliation? To feel the prince that our own people have left for us before. They made this dance when them tall ships hit our shores. That's why we must stand strong. We need to wake up and see that the chains are slowly breaking free. We need to recognize and reconstitute so there'll be brighter days. But who's going to?
You look me now. Nick Obama, your wife.
But who's going to? To teach a little bama with a bow. It is our sovereign right to protect the next generation. That's why we must stand strong. We need to wake up and see that the chains are slowly breaking free. We need to recognize and reconstitute so there'll be brighter days. But who's going to? But who's going to? It's up to me and you.
Oh,
be around. Another day, another sound, another ripping through your town. Old roads don't go straight down. You never know if I'll be around. Another day, another sound, another ripping.
G'day legends, it's Lee Kernaghan here.
And I must have done something right.
Dirt!
Got it all over me. I'm covered in a good time if you know what I mean. On a spinning hash, I'm rocking dirt. Center of a universe. Whoa, country.
And you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing, memories, oh yes, yes. Somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong-eyed tree goes. Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way. Any place and just around by Mabio Bay. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong-eyed tree goes. Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way. Any place and just around by Mabio Bay. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
To Dilly Mob, welcome to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. We are here for the 120 years. We haven't been here for 120 years. The Cairns Show has been operating for 120 years, but we are here for the outdoor broadcast second day, and we're, of course, here yesterday, here today, and then the final day tomorrow, the last day. So if you come to the Cairns Show, come to the Fred Mole Pavilion, come and say hello to the BBM crew, and we'll have a yarn with you, maybe give you a lolly, and if you want to have a yarn and tell us about how you really feel, then you can do that on air. We got the next segment, which we're yarning, that's Edmonton Police. Catch up with the boys and girls, well, only two boys. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy and his bodyguard. We've got PLO, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Brown. A very good morning to you both.
Good morning,
hey, gentlemen.
Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Starting with you, Steve, who you mob, where you from, brother?
Hey, I'm a proud Rainforest Murray from the Tully Mission Beach area in the Herbert District.
Yes.
So my footprints follow the Cassowary Country.
Cassowary Country. And you drive around a flash new car.
Oh, it's not flashed, but it's comfortable.
It's comfortable, thank you. Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, a bit of a rolling of the eyes there, talking about the car that he's driving.
I know he's lying because he brought it out to show me. So
is that right?
He's
showing off, he's bragging.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You need to keep your officers in check, don't you? It's just stepping over the line.
Well, I don't like it when I drive a lesser of a vehicle than what Steve's driving.
Thank you. Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, good to see you. So here we are at the Cairns Show. I do see a lot of police officers out and about.
Yeah.
It's all for safety and all for just keeping everything on check, make sure everyone's having a good time.
Absolutely, yeah. They've got numbers here just to make sure things flow well.
Yeah.
Obviously, we hope that there's no offences committed during the event, but look, there's every chance that they may be required.
Sure.
What we're hoping for, they're only needed for lost children, perhaps.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Okay. And so we talk about Edmonton Police. When you talk about the Cairns Show, it's in the Cairns Police Precinct.
Mm.
So it's virtually not your precinct. How does it work in regard to engagement or having your officers at the Cairns Show?
Yeah, look,
or is that the Cairns Police approaching you on that?
That's right. They'll run an operation for any of these events.
Yeah.
And look, there'll be cross-divisional support for those events.
Yes.
So there'll be an operational planner. There'll be a plan in place.
As they require more police officers, they can approach you.
Yeah, that's right, because our work doesn't end. So business as usual still happens.
Thank you.
Our calls for service don't stop, so we still need our troops out on the road. So
do your everyday job.
That's right. So we'll just look for where we can grab additional resources to come in and help this event flow as peaceful as possible.
Sure. So when there's a great number of people about, hence people are people, and you got good ones, you got bad ones.
Mm.
And bad ones can escalate, and the goal is not to have the escalation.
Yep.
And hence is why you have the blue uniforms about.
That's right.
So just paint the picture regarding the duties of an officer at a event like the Cairns Show.
Yeah, look, they'll most likely just be walking around, high visibility, make sure that they're actually seen by the members of the public.
Mm.
Hopefully, like you say, we don't have any escalation of any sort of a violence. And
sure.
And if there is anything that needs to be dealt with, that they resolve it peacefully without needing to make a scene in front of a crowd, you know.
Well, at the Cairns Show, they do have a few bars around the place as well. So sometimes alcohol can be the cause of escalation.
Yeah.
So we're looking at things like that as well, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think most of those bars will be looking after their responsible sale of alcohol with their patrons.
Sure.
They'll always want their liquor license for the next year.
Thank
running.
You. So listen up, Mark. So they'll probably contract security guards.
Correct, yeah, they'll have their own security as well in addition to the police that are on hand.
Love it. Yeah, true too. I saw a couple of yellow stripes around the place. So Police Liaison Officer, over to you, Steve. That would be case, having Police Liaison Officer here. As I spoke to the manager of Cairns Show, interviewed him yesterday on Bama Bipra Media, and he talked about the highest population of people attending the Cairns Show, First Nation.
That's great.
And he applauded that in regard to them attending.
Yes.
So hence it's good to see the Police Liaison Officers here at the Cairns Show as well.
Yeah, so we've got our number from the cross-cultural unit from the McLeod Street police address.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be out here for the remainder of today and tomorrow.
All right, yes.
I believe there's about roughly 9 staff members there, so there were rotations during the shift.
Yes.
So there'll be a crew that's working from 10 8A this morning till 6P.
Beautiful.
And there'll be another crew that starts at 2P tonight, and they'll probably go on till 10P tonight.
All right, fantastic. So when on my way over to the BBM booth, I ran into Sister Kathy Lower.
Correct.
Yeah, Police Liaison Officer.
Yep.
She introduced me to a new lass starting, First Nation.
Yep.
She introduced me to a Chinese.
Correct.
A PLO.
Yep.
And also a African PLO.
Yeah, so the unit now has a lot of diversity between multiculturalism in relation to the Sudanese female officer.
Yes.
There should be the Bhutanese officer that's also should be present here at the show.
Good.
And we've also got another one that's just recently started, Karen from the Gordonvale area.
Okay.
She has just started with the cross-cultural unit as from this week.
So when PLOs, a new recruitment come on board, you are well aware of it. You're on top of that, are you? Is that your
role? I'm informed from Brisbane who's got the jobs.
Okay.
And I've also informed them, like I've said to Maddie last week at Yarri there, that, you know, come and approach us for any applications, and there might be jobs that come in the Cairns area.
Sure.
In the next, you know, year or so. But we're filling up quite frequently now that we've got roughly nine PLOs with multicultural backgrounds also.
And it's good to have that diversity.
That is great.
We're a multicultural city, are we not?
Yeah.
You know?
And our source of people out there, and Cairns is, like I've said to Glenn in the past, the multicultural side of in CBD Cairns is amazing.
Beautiful. Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay, I noticed a booth down here, QPS. Do have a booth, a motorcycle as well.
That's right.
I remember sitting on that last year. with that, it's a promo thing, isn't it?
Oh, look, absolutely. Like, we'll try and plug our organisation as much as we can, you know.
Yeah.
You'll notice there's a lot of pictures behind the staff there, just of different variety of jobs that you can do in the Queensland Police
Recruiting.
Service. Oh, look, absolutely. We never miss an opportunity to recruit. You know, you've got to be careful with BBM. I might start recruiting some of your staff.
Yeah, thank you. Don't you come over here poaching our staff.
Yep.
They're very busy.
You never know. Maddie would look good in
and
the uniform.
And actually, I will say that you can't afford that. Let me chuck that there. Maddie's rolling his eyes at me, but
look,
that's okay.
They do. It is a bit of a recruiting. They've also got tags for children where they can place a tag on their arms where they've got their phone numbers in case
of
lost child.
Yep.
Okay.
Not the child's name. Just the parent's phone number.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and look, if people are coming to
you meet in a family, they've got a child there, you give them a wristband, get the parent's phone number,
absolutely.
Your child is in good hands, so to speak.
So look, if the child's
That's
missing...
Good. Great idea.
Yeah, yeah, at least then authorities can give the parents a ring and say where their child is.
Yeah.
That's one of our probably our largest volume of work during these events, because there's such
a big
crowd, and the poor little ones get excited.
Can get lost in the crowd, they get excited, run this way looking at something
absolutely
colourful or pretty or what have you.
And you know,
and
in the crowd, when you turn around and try and find your child, that's all you're seeing is just a sea of children. So So you know, if you are coming to an event like this, absolutely have those conversations with your children.
Beautiful.
If they find
themselves lost,
they need to just go and find a police officer and let them know they're lost. Then look, hopefully we can.
I
reunite.
See a wristband and a phone number on Stephen's wrist there. So fantastic, brother! If you get lost, we've got you, brother.
I think
we've
that says do not return.
Do not return. Let him go.
Yeah. And by the way, Trevor, on that point, there is going to be a lot of people here this afternoon, and also realising that the public holiday comes into effect as from tomorrow.
Yes, that's right.
So, like I've heard on the radio this week, these numbers of crowd attendance is over 70,000 plus for the three-day event.
Yeah, sure. Fantastic.
Yep.
So, having police been seen, fantastic. And that itself is a deterrent from people stepping over the line.
Look, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Look, hopefully we're out there and we're seen. And the other thing is that public feels safe when we are seen,
you know,
that they don't feel threatened, that they see police officers walking around, you know. There's they don't have those sorts of numbers here because they're expecting some sort of disruption to the event.
But as you mentioned, back at the station, BAU continues on. You've got jobs to do and safety out in the streets and on the roads and what have you.
Exactly.
And of course, when people are calling for support or help by the QPS, there is BAU.
Absolutely. Those numbers, you know, we have our minimal numbers and we maintain them above these events. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And also, Trevor, I just want to point it out. Our police beat currently is under the grandstand in the main arena.
Okay.
So there is police officers in that In that accordance.
Yep.
So if they also want to get their wristbands there, they can also get them there as well.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So that's where the...
this is where the hub, like the hub, a mobile police station.
Yes.
So they're under the actual...
Under the grandstand.
Yeah, and they can get their wristbands as well as there. If there's, you know, like I said, the numbers will be picking up in the next few hours. And so there's two police stations or fields where they can actually go to.
And they're not surprising, those numbers that Steve's talking about you know, anyone that's in the Cape at the minute is most likely on their way down to the Cairns show, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Got Tablelands you know, come down, Yarraba, of course.
Yep.
You know, so it's a big event for this area.
Of course it is, of course it is. We'll say that it's a beautiful day yesterday as well as today. Usually you have a wet show, but not the case at the moment. So you deadly people out there, come on down to the Cairns show. Say hello to the BBM crew. Say hello to the beautiful boys and girls in the blue uniform. That's what it's all about. Come and have a safe and deadly Cairns show.
Well, that's what Glenn was asking me before when we got here. How come they're not doing it outdoors? I said, we did it last week out at Jarry.
That's right. Represent. Gentlemen, nice talking to you. Thank you very much, and all the best to you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you.
That was segment is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by IGA Perry's. At Edmonton and at Brinsmead, they give us a box of fruit for Bummer Bipper Media once a week. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Like I said, chew on a banana rather than a picnic. Have you saying yarn up strong? Come and say hello to the crew here at BBM. But you listen to Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, the host for your daily program, that is. And that's National Talk Black, running his teeth in for somebody else. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and live here at the Cairns Show. Around 120 years of celebrating. Fantastic. And BBM only been running for about 25 years. But there it is, represent. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM.
Turtle, them two bingo, them two been buying a one banana. Monkeys speak for turtle, you stop ya. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them two. Them two pull them belly up, eh. You sub it something, you sub it down for mother bully, fly, 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 fly. Chew, chew. Chew, chew. Chew, chew. Them two pine one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab me, I gonna knock your banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down, belly up, eh. You sub something, you sub a dumper. Them two pine, one banana.
na ki banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and miss it to them too. Them two fall down. Billy, I pay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You suffer something. You suffer dumper. I'm at the bully fly. Fly bully, yeah. She you shoot. Oh, good God. She you shoot. One time. She you shoot. One time. She you shoot. Monkey, monkey. Turtle, you stop, yeah. I go knock a banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and suti them two. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You serve something, you serve a dump. I'm at the bully, fly, 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 fly. She up, shoot, oh, colleague. She up, shoot, how got it? She up, shoot, how? She up, shoot, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll 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 my toy, but Seroi patali matoi parol matoi pa Rol matoi patali matoi parol matoi pa Seroi patali matoi parol matoi pa Salasia come, Salasia come. Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadsword knives and their muskets ablaze. Oh, Salasia come, listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. At the Cairns Show, 2025, 120 years the Cairns Show been operating. And look, it's great to be here again. BBM always attend the Cairns Show and set up a booth and have the outdoor broadcast up and running. So if you come to the Cairns Show, come over and say hello. Don't be stuck up. Let's have a yarn. And come and grab a lolly and come and get a photo and all that sort of stuff. But look, we're catching having yarn with deadly people. We're going to catch having yarn now with the member of Cairns. We're talking Michael Healy, Labor Party. A very good morning, Michael. How are you?
Trevor, great morning to you. Good to see Matty looking as deadly as ever. And what a great place. Look, you've got a bowl of sugar here for the kids.
That's right.
It's great to have all of this activity. And it's great. 120 years. I think some of the guys on the front gate were here on the first day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
they
you.
They were saying that to me. They're saying, we've been here a long time. So look it.
Yeah,
looks like
thank
it.
You. They've been working out. That's right. Right, exactly.
Looking good.
They got the secrets of life expectancy.
True, true. But it is great that you guys are here, Trev and, and Matty, and it's important because there's a lot happening in this space.
A lot happening in this space, and let's talk about this space. Let's talk about the Black Space as the First Nation radio station. Here we are in the good state of Queensland, Sunshine State. A question I would ask you as a politician, why isn't the government investing in First Nations, I say life, in regarding all the aspects of life, health, employment, education, the lot. There's a bit of a gap widening, I would think.
Well, Trev, I unfortunately have to agree with you. We have a new government. They were elected in November. And one of the challenges that we're facing, I think, let's talk about the tourism space to start with.
Okay.
First and foremostly, we know leading up to the 2032 Olympic Games that international tourism is going to increase. And we're going to see a lot of international tourism. Now, we get a lot of international tourists in Cairns.
We do.
And we want to see more of them. Mm-hmm. The top three asks for international tourists, in the top three asks, obviously, apart from making sure they're getting really good accommodation and they're getting value for money and good food, is a First Nations experience.
Okay.
Now, we as a government, the Labor Party, we had promoted the idea and we spent $3 million investigating the possibility of building both a historical and cultural centre, one in Brisbane and one in Cairns. And this would have anchored a huge amount of the activities that our First Nations people contribute to in the tourism space. It is enormous. And not only is it wealth creation, but it's job creating.
Sure.
So I don't know why, but this government has announced that they're not going to be proceeding with that. So there's money that's been invested, they've cancelled that, which is horrendously disappointing because that puts us into a space where not only will we see international tourists having a wonderful experience and learning about our First Nations history, and it's the oldest as we know in the world, but more importantly, it restricts the capacity for young First Nations girls and boys to build on that future and to build a stronger career. So that's really, really disappointing.
But when you look at that, to me, that's not an expense. That's investment. That's investment.
Correct.
It's not expense. The Indigenous tourism industry is a $50 billion industry.
Correct.
Hello. So if you invest in that, you will get your money back and then some, would you not, if you're a government running as a business entity?
And the reason we did a business plan, now this is even more concerning, is that the current government, the LNP Christofoli government, will not release the business plan. Now, the business plan, we believe, is going to say this is a fantastic investment. You should proceed with it because it is about wealth creation. Mm. It's about investing. This will produce more investment. It'll produce good long-term jobs. But more importantly, we'll see more young First Nations men and women become familiar with the tourism side of things, and then they will then grow their tourism products. We have more tourism products in Far North Queensland than in any other part of this entire island nation of ours.
Okay.
And the fact that they're not investing in it is scary. The fact that they haven't given any reasons for it is even more concerning. And, Trev, we're seeing in a range of areas.
Sure.
You know, truth-telling, which I think, and so many
people...
Well,
here you go, leading to that. Yeah, truth-telling. So when you say invest in tourism, well, invest in our culture.
Correct.
The First People.
Yeah.
Taking truth-telling off the table, that's a lie.
You know, truth-telling, they had it in South Africa at the end of apartheid. Truth-telling, it's an unpleasant process, but it's what a mature society, it's what a progressive society does. It's the history.
That's right.
Now, I look at my ancestry as Irish, and I look what happened to us for 800 years. Mm. I look at the last 200-plus years of our First Nations in this country, the horrendous actions taken and supported by governments. Nobody alive today is responsible for those, but we all suffer the consequences of those past actions.
Ramifications of it.
And the ramifications, we're seeing that in the dislocations of families, the inability for communities to get back on top of those enormous social challenges. Mm. By talking, by discussing, and by making everybody aware, it softens it, it makes society a better place, a more informed place. To shut that down and walk away from it, I think is probably one of the most appalling things I've seen this government do. It's offensive.
Well, let me share a story with you, Michael Healy, to the deadly listeners out there just tuned in, Trinity Trev National Talk Black, here at the Cairns Show, and 120 years Cairns Show been operating, and doing the outdoor broadcast with Bummer Bipper Media for National Talk Black, going across the airways, across the Big Island, as Michael Healy mentioned, member of Cairns, the Big Island, through NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. So we're talking about our black space as the First Nation people. We're talking to a politician here, member of Cairns, and well, he's talking about who's got the reins in regarding the state of Queensland is the LNP government and David Christofoli, and to what's happening regarding Indigenous tourism, no cultural hub been built for our mob up here in Cairns when we're talking about tourism, but we're also talking about the cultural aspect when we're talking about truth telling. The story I wanted to share with you, Michael, I was MC at QUAKE, Queensland Aboriginal and Health Council, down in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Here I'm on stage, MC, welcoming the delegates, 60-odd delegates, to the conference, two-day conference. I give my background, all my mob, my one-year Gunga leader, Dumiji Mortis Norway, my dad's side, Mum, Dan Leola with me in spirit, and gave that, and then got off stage. An old, fragile Aboriginal woman came up to me, and she said, "Boy, you are my grandson. I am from Dumiji," and she rolled at my family tree verbally.
Wow.
We went outside, had a cup of tea, and sat down.
How powerful.
And she told me all my connections. Yeah. And she went down the line, and I'm just not names dropping, but my great-grandfather was the man who was her brother, who was stolen taken away, put down as Sherberg, changed his name. Anyway, his name is Eddie Gilbert, the man who bowled Donald Bradman.
Yeah.
He is also, so that's my family tree that I didn't know, but he's also the great, great, great grandfather of Solomon Cobbo. So we are all on the same tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I'm telling you this story is about, not names dropping, now I know, but that's colonization.
Yep.
That's truth telling.
Correct.
And that's what I'm sharing with you, Michael. And yep. I only finished that 2 weeks ago, and when I rang my father straight away, Murray from the Curry, he said, son, I knew we had connection somewhere with Eddie Gilbert, but didn't know how and when. He got teary-eyed, he said, you need to take me to Doomadgee. We need to meet grandmother and have a yarn. That's truth-telling.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, Trev, what it also highlights, it highlights the strength in community, the strength in awareness of family. Mm. And that is fundamental to your success in life. Some people would look at me and say, I've been relatively successful. I've had family around me all of my life, not just my mother and father and my brother and sister, my brothers and sister, but I've had cousins, I've had relatives. And that is important because at the end of the day...
Or like black people, they trained their fourth cousin like a brother.
Well, that is true, though. That is true. We're a little bit funny when we have a few drinks, but it happens. It's just the Irish. I think there was that old saying, God invented alcohol so the Irish wouldn't rule the world. But, you know, the strength of family and understanding the importance of family.
Yep.
And it's a little bit like when you meet somebody who's been on the land and been growing cattle for... Their family's been there for 100 years and they go, oh, we've been here for 100 years. Well, how about a 40 to 60,000 year connection?
Thank you.
And the family connection.
Yeah.
And, you know, I live in Cairns. I grew up in Sydney. And I remember the creek I used to play in as a little kid. It's still very close to me. When I look at it, I get a connection there. I know the kids I used to play with, the family, my brothers and everyone in our street. Those things stay with you for life. And what I can't understand is why people don't want that to have... Mm. Why we can't have a discussion about that. That's not intimidating. It builds a better and stronger community.
Sure.
These are essential to the fabrics of our community.
And then you hear conversation about truth-telling, that look, we need to build a bridge. We need to get over it. And then we talk about lest we forget. We're in the same boat, are we not? You know what I mean?
I think, Trev, firstly, your rational approach can be intimidating at times, but but you know, I
simplicity is what I'm saying.
I think the worst thing about it is that some of these really important issues have been politicised.
Yeah.
They should never, ever have been politicised. Understanding, I mean, you know, building a bridge and getting over it, you're fine. I mean, if we look at the Jewish community and the horrific and unbelievable things that happened to them during the Second World War, I mean... We have to acknowledge those things and we have to keep those things alive and talking to make sure they don't happen again. The same needs to be done with our First Nations people. Mm. It is happening around the world. The science says that by discussing these things, people have a better understanding. They get a better, they have a more appreciation of the cultural challenges when they see all of these things happen. So for me, it's a little bit like acknowledgement of country. I'm not intimidated by that.
Mm.
I think acknowledgement of country is absolutely essential. If you and your family have been here for thousands of generations, how is that? Why are people intimidated by it?
Yeah, sure, exactly.
I still can't work that out. Like, if somebody comes up and says, I've been living here for 40,000 years and my ancestors, I'd be like, that's fantastic. Because I tell you what, when I go down to Gombora Creek with my kids, when they were little, I used to say, you know, 1,000 years ago, there was a family here and they were playing and my kids would go, where are they now? And I go, well, they're not here today, but they're probably swimming in the creek at the back of Moorabool, or they're probably up in the Cape. I mean, we all live on this planet. We should all be able to share and acknowledge the decency, the common decency. It's a rare commodity.
Acknowledgement, recognition. Babies cry for it, men die for it.
That's it. That's it. I'll tell you what, as students of history, as we know, Trev, you know, the caliber of a man and a woman can be determined by the way in which they treat one another.
Simple. Michael Hilliard, good talking with you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the Cairns Show, 120 years, and hats off to the Cairns Show, this city, and operating in that space. And we will talk about next year being 150 years Cairns have been operating. And let's chuck the political hat on as a councillor, first ever Indigenous councillor. Took him 148 years, but here I am, brother.
Trev, you know what I'd really love to see if for us to celebrate next year would be a statue acknowledging our First Nations people here. We've got a statue of a marlin.
That's a beautiful
thought. We've got a marlin fish down there. We've got a war memorial to the boats, the seaplanes that flew out of here in the Second World War. what is wrong with something that acknowledges the First Nations people here. I think it would strengthen our community. I think it sends a wonderful message
Michael,
to people in the
world. Michael,
you'd
open up a beautiful conversation there.
I think it's
important. I think we're talking lunch.
Yeah, I'm
we
with
need
you.
To converse with this.
Well, remember, an Irish lunch or a politician's lunch?
Yeah, thank you. Lunch, burger,
burger,
chips,
burger chips. I'm with
Michael
you.
Michael Healy, you have a great day.
Thanks, Trev. Really appreciate it, and all the best to your listeners. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. A beautiful yarn there with member of Cairns, Michael Healy, Labour Party, and talking about all things political, but all things good in regard to truth-telling, in regard to Cairns Show, 120 years, in regard to recognition, acknowledgement of country, what have you. So that's a beautiful conversation. And we as First Nation people, we ask this question. That's all we do. We should be in the conversation. We should be at the table, and hence the conversation with the member of Cairns. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.